Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
So, Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, the book of the law, chapter 20, it says that God's speaking. He says, I want you to be holy because he's holy. I want us to work from that understanding this morning. You know, he wants us, he's called us out to be different than the people, other peoples of the earth who have not professed Christ yet. He says, you're supposed to be different. You're supposed to conduct yourself different. You live by a different code. You're following him. His directives, his commands, his teaching. And if you go to, and there's all places in the Old Testament and New Testament, you're going to find verses like this. I'm just referencing a few. In 1 Thessalonians, it says, God hasn't called us for impurity, but for holiness. It says, if you love me, in the Gospel of John, if you love me, you keep my commands. Luke 6:46, Jesus posed this question. He says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I tell you? Great question for me, for all of us. And so Jesus teaches and gives commands, and let me just ask you this. Do you think that Jesus and all his teaching and all the, if you read through the Gospels and all the times he's teaching, whether it's to a large crowd, a small group, an individual, and we glean from that, we know that he is speaking to us through these historical accounts of how he treated people, taught people, talked with them, instructed them, gave them commands, revealed who the Father in heaven is. Do you really think that he's calling us to become someone and do things and conduct our lives in a way that, you know, he just didn't do himself? You know, it's kind of the whole understanding as a parent where if we parent like this, like, hey, you do what I say, don't do what I do, because they see inconsistency in our life as we know to tell them the right thing, but we ourselves do something different. That is not how the Father in heaven parents or lives or teaches. And that revelation came through Jesus. That which he taught is also the way that he lived. It wasn't inconsistent. He didn't come and strap people and lay burdens on them that were so heavy that they could not lift them or that he wasn't there to help them do that. That is something that the religious leaders did. If you read the Gospels, he confronts the Pharisees and the scribes and the teachers of God's law. They would come up with additional laws that would burden the people that the people could never live up to, the people could not accomplish. They made hoops for people to jump through that they could never jump through. And Jesus confronted them, said, you burden people. These people are actually looking to get to know God. These people are actually interested in eternity and heaven and to be restored and forgiven by God, but you create barriers for them that they will never get past. And that's what you teach them and burden them to do. And so you hinder them entering into that relationship with God because they just hear from the teachers, the scribes, the religious, all of these things. And they just say, I'll never be able to do it. See, this is what the Apostle Paul wrote against. It's what he fought for. It's what he gave his life for. Is that he understood that salvation comes to us by God's grace and his mercy. And that when we believe in him, that grace is applied to our life. You will not make it to heaven by your works. Because you and I will fall short. You can write down all the great stuff you did, but you've broken the law somewhere. In fact, you were born into sin, just like me. We need a Savior. I don't care what your history is. I don't care how clean you think it is or how dark it is. You and I need a Savior and His grace and mercy. And so don't think for a minute that these hard teachings of Jesus that do call us to responsibility that we are left to do on our own, or that He commands these things, but He Himself is not those commands or things. Jesus came to reveal who the Father is by His life here and how He led it and how He taught and how He lived. And I want you to know there's great consistency between what Jesus said and taught and commanded and who He is, was as a person. There's not an inconsistency. And so understand that when He calls us to do some things to act like Him that we find very challenging, it's not Him being a parent who says, do what I say, not as I do. He's already done it. He has fulfilled the law. He's revealed the perfection of His Father. Now follow me on this. Luke 16, verse 10, Jesus said this, "One who is faithful in little can be trusted and will be faithful in much." I want you to hear that command for ourselves, but listen, if He commanded that and taught that about the quality of a person who is faithful in little, as in very little it says, they can be trusted with much. Now, if Jesus was already displaying who He is, and it's consistent with what He taught, then I want you to know that God is faithful with little. And when He has shown up in your life in little ways, let it be an indicator, because He's consistent with what He teaches, that He will be faithful to you in much. I want you to recall in your life somewhere some, we might call them little blessings. I don't want to create size and blessings, but the reality is some things are just more significant than others, right? $10 doesn't seem like much, but I'll tell you what, when you're in need of 10 bucks and it comes in, it's a huge deal. And I want you to hear this. When He's provided you the 10 bucks, you're grateful. But understand this, if He is faithful in the little things, He will be faithful in the greater things. You go through some little trial, it's kind of stretching you a little bit. You feel a little broken, a little bruised from it. It's not significant enough that it's just going to, you know, throw you totally off kilter, but you know, it'd sure be nice if this was resolved or it was different. And then He shows up and He answers. Or He helps in this little thing. You know, I hear people all the time say, you know, Pastor, pray for me, and I don't want to bother you with this because I know there's so many other people that have a bigger trouble or a bigger problem than me. As if, well, I'm facing this little thing. I don't really want to bother you. I don't want to bother God. It's small. So many other people are in greater need. I appreciate your humility, but here's the deal. He is faithful in the little, and they are signs to you and I that He will be faithful to us and faithful to you in the bigger things in life. Can you recall a little thing that God answered? He intervened. He did something. He doesn't tease. These are all signs of how He pays attention and how He cares, and He will do and be faithful to you in the greater things. Watch this. Here's some really significant things. Do you remember in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You remember these guys? You ever hear the three Hebrew children, we call them? They wouldn't bow. And so they were taken and they were going to be thrown into a fiery furnace to their burning death. It was all prepared. The fire was so hot that those who prepared it, some of those guards, they actually died just by standing close to it. That's how hot the fire was. And they put the three Hebrew children in there. And they see these three in the fire walking around. And they saw a fourth. Hear me. You do not walk alone. You might feel alone, and it might feel like too great to stand, and the pressure, the heat is too hot. I want you to hear this. You do not walk alone. He is with you. Now let me ask you a question. After they took him out of the fire, they didn't even smell like smoke. Just a little detail you might not want to miss. How do you think, from your perspective, how do you think they felt after that? We were in the fire. We didn't burn. And Shadrach, I can still smell your BO. You don't smell like fire. You smell the same. How do you think they felt after that? Did it cross your mind what they thought after the fact? I mean, do you think they walked out there and said, well, that was really great. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Lord. And then from then on in their life, they were just encumbered by worry? If God could see us through that, He can see us through anything. And that should be my outlook and your outlook when God begins to do just these little things, these less significant things, and certainly the more dramatic and intense and serious and burdensome things in our life where He shows His faithfulness. It should launch us into gratitude, but also into faith and understanding that He is faithful. His character is to be faithful. His faithfulness is not dependent upon your perfection or your flaws. Granted, there is faith in a way we can live that opens an avenue to greater blessing. It's not hindered. But listen, that doesn't change God's character. He is faithful. Look at Job. You ever read the book of Job? Read it. He was very prosperous and very wealthy. His life from the outside looking in would be a life that looks like, man, this is really, he's just so protected. He's got everything. What bad circumstance could ever come to him to ever ruin or rob his life? And then he lost it all. Lost it all. What he was left with was a wife who said, give up on God. And he was left with three friends who gave him foolish counsel on and on again. You need to read the last chapter because God's anger burned against those three. And in the end, God restored Job, and as far as the prosperity, he doubled what he had in the beginning. God is faithful. I want you to hear this. And you can think, well, if he's so faithful, how come, you know, I went through this and now I've got a measure of a disability or something hard or something I deal with as a ramification of what I went through. I want you to hear this. You and I are allowed to have our questions, but not out of disrespect towards God, but honest, legitimate questions. But I want to remind you something. Don't think for a moment that His hand wasn't on you, because I will tell you this. Do you ever think about how it could have been worse? I think about this in my life, where you think, you know, why did that happen? Or how come this went on? And I look back, and I see God's faithfulness in all kinds of ways in my life. I mean, I'm supposed to be dead or in a wheelchair. Could have been a lot worse. You have these stories in your life. And God kept his hand on you. And he's not done with you. He is faithful in the little. I don't know all the things you face today. I know some of you are facing some things because you've shared them with me or I've observed it. I want you to know, if he is faithful in the little things, you can trust him for the more grand things in your life that you face or that may come around the corner unanticipated in your life. Reality is, if we're not in this body when Jesus returns, this is going to fade away. But it's not the end of the story. We're but a breath. It's the green grass. It's here one day and gone the next. But while we are still green, we are to look to him, the one who gives life and gives hope and gives a future, and that is greater than just this life that we know and embrace and we try to prolong. It's that part of us that, you know, wants life and wants to live and wants good and wants ease and the prosperity and the blessing of God. Well, I want you to know, sin wrecked it, Jesus redeemed it and made a way, and there's an eternity for you. And if he has been faithful in the little things in this life and in the greater things in this life, understand this. He is faithful to all the things of eternity that we read in his word that are promised that you and I cannot see yet. He's faithful. I don't know what plagues you today. I don't know what troubles you today. But I will tell you this. If you're in the middle of something and you're tempted to be ungrateful or you're questioning God's faithfulness or the how comes and the whys, I get it. I'm human. I've asked the questions. But I look at how he's been faithful in the little. He's going to be faithful in much. And he would not ask that of you and I in our life if he himself has not done it first. He has never called you to obey or do something that he himself has not done or that which he already is. Jesus came to fulfill the laws and to live according to God's teaching, to redeem us, yes, but to also send a message to us that he is not asking anything of you that he himself has not gone through or that he can do. Or the person he's become, or the obedience. Remember this, our Savior was fully man, tempted in every way. He overcame. And because of that, he's made a way for you and I to overcome sin, overcome our flesh, overcome doubt, overcome ingratitude, and to empower us to remember what he has done. To help us in the moment of what we face, knowing that he will be faithful in much. And he, listen to this, he does not change. He is the same. This message is for you. Some of you, for today. For others, you need to put this one in your pocket. Because you know what happens tomorrow in a week or a month or years or whatever it is? Some little thing's going to come up or some grand thing is going to come up and you need to go, oh, you look intimidating and sound intimidating and I don't know what to do and I'm a little bit scared. Oh, wait. Oh, God, you're faithful. I got the document. You're faithful. I've got the document. Right here. I've got the document. You can come at me with whatever you want, but I've got the document. This is the legal document in the courts of heaven, and that court of heaven outweighs any court here on earth. The courts of this earth will answer to the judge. This is our document. And you remember, you read through here and go, oh, Jesus was faithful there. Jesus was faithful there. Jesus gave warning there, but Jesus himself already did that. So he's not calling them to anything that he hasn't done or who he isn't. So, and you go through. And then look at some of the grand things where God was faithful to people. People. By the way, you is one. Faithful to people. If he can do that, certainly he can show his faithfulness in what you and I face. I want you to stand up, please, all over this room. Deacons, wives, staff who are here, I'd love for you to come and stand across the front. Maybe you have issues of the heart. Maybe you wrestle with your past. Maybe you're struggling in your walk of faith with God and breaking through. Maybe you face a physical ailment today. And on the forefront of my mind, I mean, I'm thinking of Danny Harmon. That's you know Rachel Allard, our children's ministry director? Rachel? Yeah. That's her dad. He's visiting here. Wave. That's Danny. He's got two crutches. He's got a caster on. He's had the surgery, and they had to go in and tie stuff together and all of that. Well, he needs to be mended. And that's a physical thing, and it's really important. And he'll heal up. He'll mend. God's helped, and he does it through time. He's made our bodies to do that. But boy, you know, and that's a miracle, but how he created us. But, you know, he could touch you today, Danny. He can make it right all at once. He can advance the recovery. He can do all that for you. And Danny knows it. Danny knows it. One of the first words out of his mouth, he goes, hi, I'm Danny. I said, hi, I'm Randy. He goes, oh, as in the pastor, Randy? I said, yeah. He said, I was warned about you. By his daughter, Rachel. So we talked for a minute. He said, well, I'm going through this, but I'm expecting something today. Danny, God heard that. And may you be satisfied today. Maybe your need isn't physical. Oh, Jesus knows how to solve the issue of the heart. He did it all the time. If your issue is sin, he's already dealt with it. You just need to listen to the revelation of it come to you. Confess, repent, turn to him. You will find grace and mercy. Read the Gospels. He dealt with people's emotional troubles and hurts and insecurities and all of that. He's faithful. Don't take the bait that somehow you are worse and you deserve it less than even they did. Listen, he's heard all those stories through the life of generations of humanity. I want you to know, in his sight, that argument doesn't hold water. Be changed in your mind. If he calls us to be faithful in little so that we can be trusted with much, and he has already been faithful in little, then he can be trusted that he will be faithful in the much things of our need in our life. He does not call you and I to something that he himself has not already done or who he is. So if you need help, you need God's help, you need healing, you need direction, you need to get right with God, that whole phrase of being right with God, in right relationship with Him. You say, I need somebody to pray for me. I need to let, my repentance is personal, it's a personal decision, but I need to let it come out of my mouth with such a, you know, a commitment of, I'm wrong. I've been wrong. And I need to make things right with God. Well, if that's what you're sensing, please don't put that off. Don't put that off. And it's not this threat of, hey, you don't know what could happen to you when you walk out of here. No. The sooner you and I get right with God, the better life goes and more we're used to reach others who are in situations where they don't know that God can be faithful in the big stuff they face. But you and I become living testimonies. And how to walk faithful in trials and hard times. The world should be looking at us and saying, I don't know how you make it through all the stuff you deal with. Do you know that some of what we deal with is to be a testimony of God's goodness and light to others? That they look at you and go, I don't know how you can hold it together. I don't know how you can keep going. I don't know how you do it with all that you do. Hey, it's a great opportunity to say, you know what? I'm not doing this on my own strength. There's somebody who's faithful. And I don't deserve it. I'm like anybody else, except I believe in Him. And He upholds me. And if you're facing something in your life, let me pray with you. And we can be partners to one another as we walk through the challenges of this life, and we get to behold God's faithfulness. He'll sustain you. He will uphold you. You can have moments to break down, and you can have moments to weep before Him. And you know what? It gets rid of ourself, and then what's left? Him. And He lives. Word says He lives in you. Lives in us. Steve, you got a great family. You got a pretty good life. Do you face any challenges? Yeah. God faithful?
Yes.
You still dealing with some of the challenges?
Yes.
And it's not what's standing next to Him, by the way. Still needs God, but He's trusting Him. And I know some of the struggles, and Steve's doing his part the best he can. He's not just sitting on the porch rocking a chair, well, God, you know, just do it. He's doing his part, but he's leaving room and trusting in God to do his part. What do you face? Will you trust Him to be faithful? He's faithful in the little things, isn't He?
Yes, He is.
Is He faithful in the big things?
Yes, He is.
You face any challenges?
Yes.
Including the one next to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure, she faces challenges. She ain't throwing in the towel. Not this girl.
No.
Not my friend. Not this couple. They've had rough days decades ago. And they've had rough days and some health stuff in recent days. But hey, where are they this morning? Worshiping. Yeah, and praying for other people. Why? Because they know God's faithful. So what do you face? Time to make it real. God's not a concept out there. He's a person. And He came to show His faithfulness. He was faithful to the Father even unto His own death on a cross. I say, He's faithful and can be trusted. Trust has to do with knowing Him and being able to walk into the unknown with Him and be at peace and be right with Him.
Thanks for joining us on the Lifecast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.